This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. And when it comes to gardening, forward planning your garden is quite important. So now could be the time to start getting some spring bulbs in your soil. I'm joined this morning by Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine. How are you this morning, Jenny?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So we're talking about spring bulbs. Why is now the time to thinking about start planting them?
Well, the soil is still soft and warm, and bulbs like a bit of a nap before they start growing. So you plant them in the soil now, they settle in there, and then they go to sleep for winter when it's cold. They like the cold. And then come spring, dispersed into life. They look fantastic.
So how should we, I guess, prepare then for spring bulbs, seeing as it is autumn at the moment?
Yeah, well, just prepare your soil to get over. You need quite well-drained soil, because bulbs don't like sitting in anything moist. If you can imagine, a bulb looks a bit like, or many of them look a bit like an onion, and they don't like things being too damp around them. So well-drained soil just depends on what bulbs you choose, whether it's tulips or daffodils or poppies or whatever. Just follow the instructions. They have to be buried in the ground according to their size. So it says on the back on the packet how deep you need to bury them, and you have to bury them pointy side down.
Right, okay. So I guess they're very pedantic then as far as plants go?
Pedantic? No, not really. They're really simple. They've been around for thousands and thousands of years. They're really, really simple, and they look stunning, but it, you know, it just takes that effort to remind yourself in autumn to get out there and start planting.
How many, I guess, bulbs can you use in your yard? Like, how spaced out do they need to be?
Probably about 10 centimetres apart. And you can squeeze them up. Like, I mean, if, for example, if you want to put them in a pot and you have that really concentrated effect, you can plant them, you know, say 7 centimetres apart. But don't forget, you not only have those beautiful, colourful flowers coming out, they also have strong foliage as well.
So when we plant our spring bulbs, are they just for one season or do they last?
No, well, they should be able to go year after year after year. It depends on what's happening. Some people pull them out and put them in storage in a cool, dry place over the summer when all the leaves have gone down, and then plant them again. Others just leave them in the ground. I mean, because they're bulbs and they're buried and there's no foliage and flowers during summer, then a lot of people tend to forget about them, and they might dig them up accidentally, or the dog might get in, but they should last for quite a few years,
right,
even in the ground.
Right, so we bury them, and then come summertime, there's no sign of them until, I guess, springtime comes around again.
That's right. Yeah, they're just very, very seasonal, very fleeting, but just so absolutely stunning.
And what kind of bulb should we be looking at for our yards? What would work well in a, I guess, a drier climate like South Australia?
Well, you know, any of them, really, any of them, because most of the bulbs, even though people tend to think of daffodils and tulips as coming from Holland or from the Netherlands, in actual fact, they come from the Mediterranean, from around Persia, what was old Persia. So that's, you know, very kind of hot, dry climate. They got adopted by the Dutch, and there was a run on them many centuries ago. They bit like a financial bubble, actually became currency. But they really thrive in South Australia.
I guess, if they don't like to be in the soil in damp settings, does that mean we should probably mark where they are in our yard just so we don't accidentally water them too much?
That would be a good idea.
So should you be watering them or?
After they've flowered, no, just ignore them altogether. You only need to water them a little bit when after you've planted them, and then when they're coming up after, you know, the beginning of spring, when the bulb is a source of energy for them. So once they start, you know, popping up with their leaves and then their flowers, they're using up an enormous amount of energy. So you've got to be able to sort of give them more energy back into the soil so that they can thrive.
Should we then be thinking about a nutrient-heavy soil as well?
Yes. I would plant, dig in a fertiliser into the soil as well as soon as you're planting.
Well, hopefully people find some inspiration and start planning out their spring garden a little earlier in the year. Jenny, thank you so much for your time today.
That's quite all right.
That was Jenny Dillon, gardening editor with Better Homes and Gardens magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.